Welcome to episode 40 of the Nerdcast podcast. This is Jay, and earlier this week, Toner and Matt and I sat down and did a little summer movie preview. This is going to be the first part of two episodes because we went through almost the end of the year instead of just the summer. Enjoy.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
I don't know how to talk to you anymore after I saw your bunny thing. I don't feel comfortable talking to you.
Yeah, that was
just download Snapchat. It's harmless.
That was pretty disturbing.
Even Jim was like, "What the fuck?"
It's not like I dressed up as a fucking bunny. Jesus Christ!
Might as well not be a furry.
You are a furry. What's up with that?
Is that what the neighbor's into?
I don't know.
What?
I think levels are all good.
Don't fuck with my levels.
You still there, Toner? We lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm just pulling up the agenda.
Just being quiet while you figure everything out.
I think we're all good.
Okay, cool.
Jay, the new term is ABR. ABR, always be recording. You need to be recording at all times.
Oh,
you never know what you'll be missing.
But before he got on, I hit record, so we're good.
Okay, so he's good?
Yep.
I would like to start off this podcast as a moment to declare a lemming status. I am officially a Marcus Lemming because I listened to his rant about passive aggressive complainers, and it was probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
His stuff is awesome.
And the fact that he did it whilst driving in a car and just to pass time, it let me know that it really bothered him, and it was hilarious.
That's how he's done the last few of his episodes.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Did you listen to his complaint about the smokers? Blah, 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 like, it goes like that. Oh, my God.
I listened to it. It's been a minute, so I don't remember everything. But, yeah, I've listened to his last couple.
He was complaining about smokers or people that are non-smokers complaining about smokers.
Okay.
Where you can just be cool and go, hey, would you mind not smoking? This is a non-smoking area. And most smokers probably just be like, yeah, hey, it's cool. But then he went off on the fact that passive-aggressive non-smokers would go, He's like, if your lungs are that fucking weak, then you pretty much deserve to die.
He doesn't hold back.
I was like, oh. It was brilliant. Brilliant, I say.
He keeps it real.
So, yeah, I just want to pass that along. I've officially labeled myself as a Marcus Lemming because that was hilarious.
You're late to the show.
I'm late to the show, apparently. Because also, Jay, I tried out that it was Lore, right? The name of the podcast you want me to listen to is LORE. It's just one guy talking.
Yes.
Okay. I like the material he does, but I've discovered that you actually can't be doing anything else but listen to what he's talking about. Because the stories he's telling, you kind of actually have to really, like, most podcasts, you can, like, kind of, like, you know, you can be working out.
Yeah.
Or be doing some housework or doing some work and just kind of have it on his background, and you'll kind of pick up here and there what he's talking about. But with that particular podcast, it would take my full attention to really get the most out of it, to be honest with you.
I've noticed a lot of times listening to it where I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I realize I haven't done anything in 10 minutes because I'm listening to what he's saying.
See, I would need to go back and re-listen to the two podcasts that I listened to so far because I can't remember a single thing about them, to be honest with you. Because I was either working out or I was just kind of working around the house, and it needed my full attention. I couldn't do it.
He had one about doppelgangers, which is just totally creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're only, are they all like only 15-minute ones?
They're like 25, 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so for the most part, short ones. That's cool. That's cool. So I think we should let Toner in on the secret that tonight's not about a podcast. This is an intervention. And Toner, we're worried about you. I can't get over the bunny thing.
And your bunny videos.
I can't get over the bunny thing. I can't stop.
Oh, Jesus
bunny
Oh, man.
It's not okay. Toner, it's not okay. It's not okay.
You know most straight guys don't use those filters on Snapchat?
I'll give you this. I'll give you, Toner, it's okay that you have Snapchat because you're still single. See, if Jay and I were to have Snapchat, that's not okay. That's like a clear sign of, oh, hey, that's it's basically an infidelity chat or app is what I meant to say.
So pretty much.
Because the whole point of Snapchat, right, is for it to go out to the world and then it kind of deletes itself, right?
Yeah, after a certain amount of time.
I think so.
Then what's the point? Then there's no other point of having it, right? I don't get it otherwise.
Yeah, it's pretty much dick pics.
Dick pics.
Oh, I didn't think of it. The filter's fucking cracked me up. I didn't know it was a straight, like a wannabe Tinder for 10 seconds or something.
It's to keep the guys like Kevin Durant out of trouble.
Oh, is that what? Oh, Kevin Durant got in trouble doing that?
Wasn't he the one that had the pictures that got released a few years ago?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, it was some NBA player.
Okay. So, let's see. So, what are we talking about tonight?
Summer movies.
Summer movies. Okay, you sent me a long list that I didn't look at yet.
Yeah, and it pretty much went through the end of the year. But before we did the summer ones, I wanted to see what the opinions were on Chips, Power Rangers, and Ghost in the Shell. Are you going to see them?
I can answer that very quickly. No, to all of the above. I heard Chips is like a 20% Rotten Tomatoes. And what sucks about that is I like, what's her name? Is it, it's Kristen,
right? Bell.
I like her a lot. I think she's really good. She's a really good actress. She's cute. Big fan, but I heard this movie's just awful. And even Michael Pena couldn't save it. He just needs to stick to doing Ant-Man movies. They should just make an Ant-Man movie every year with him.
Well, it's just another rehash that they try to do into a comedy. It's gotten kind of old because it hasn't really worked out too well with other movies other than 21 Jump Street.
And plus, maybe for you, Jay, it's before my time. Chips is way before my time, to be honest with you. I didn't watch it on TV or anything like that. Did you guys watch it on TV at all?
I'd see reruns occasionally.
Yeah, when I was younger.
WGN.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, see, I didn't watch it. Not even in reruns. I've never seen a single episode of the original show.
And the Eric Estrada on a motorcycle? Come on.
And then the other part, as far as Power Rangers goes, that was after my time.
Right.
Because Power Rangers was when basically coming out of that phase in life. And it was always, to me, was when I did see a little bit of it, I'd always go, this is just a stupid, cheap Voltron ripoff.
Live-action Voltron. Yep.
Yeah, basically. And it would seem very hokey and very campy. And I know that they're going for the whole make it a little bit more edgier and more real and more serious. And I've heard really good things about the movie, actually. I've heard it's a good movie.
I wouldn't be against seeing it. I mean, the previews made it look somewhat decent, even though I don't even care for it. My kids love watching the stuff on Netflix.
And I don't even remember the backstory about how they become Power Rangers. And all I remember is that the one ranger was always at the St. Louis Comic Con. Was it Wizard World?
Yep, Jason Frank comes every year.
What was his name again?
Jason Frank. He was the Green Power Ranger.
Yeah. And he never had anyone at his booth. I always felt bad for him. No one ever showed up to his booth. I was like, oh. So, I don't know. Tony, did you want to see Power Rangers at all?
Out of the three that he mentioned, Chips, Power Rangers, and Ghost in the Shell, the one that might actually get me to the theater is Ghost in the Shell. But, if it's on Amazon Prime, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'll probably rent Power Rangers because it, just for straight curiosity, because just the trailer I've seen and stuff, it looks not terrible. So,
see, if my kids were into it, I'd probably go. I wouldn't mind to take them to that one, but they're a little too young for it, and I just don't know. I'd watch it on like Netflix. Yeah, like you said, Netflix or something like that. I'd watch Power Rangers on there. But
my kids have gotten into it, so we'll probably end up going to see it.
Okay. I think it's one of those movies where you won't be like, oh my God, get me out of this theater right away kind of thing. You'll probably be like, yeah, that's good enough. You know, it'll probably have its moments where they got stuff for adults and for the kids kind of thing.
And so
I'll give it a rent.
With Ghost in the Shell, do you guys even realize it was coming out? Or Toner, do you even know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it. I remember seeing the trailer because I remember people were all pissed off that Scarlett Johansson was, you know, playing the lead character, which is supposed to be, I guess, you know, like obviously an Asian actress.
Whitewashed.
Yeah. But I mean, just from what I've seen, it looks cool. It looks something, you know, different. So.
Yeah, it looks, I don't know. The CGI looks, I don't know. Does the CGI look good to you guys? I don't like the CGI that I've seen, at least in the commercials. Now, mind you, they're just commercials on TV. So.
But see, I think part of it is they're going for the anime kind of feel to it, so they adjusted the effects to make it look that way. I don't know.
I don't know. I have no interest in Ghost in the Shell, to be honest with you. I know it's supposed to be a decent comic. I guess the animated movie was pretty good. I've never seen the animated movie. I don't have much interest in it, to be honest with you.
It's been probably 20 years since I saw the animated movie, and I loved it at the time, but I couldn't tell you anything about it now because it's been so long.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It looks like it costs a shitload of money to make, and I don't know if it's going to make that much money back, to be honest with you.
Probably not.
I'm thinking this one, I see big bust in my future. I think it's going to be a big bomb, so.
Yeah.
No, as far as those three coming out, no interest. None of the three would ever get me to the theater, to be honest with you.
So then I guess the other one that's technically before a summer movie would be the Fate and the Furious, or Fate of the Furious, whatever it is.
Fate of the Furious. What number? That's number 8 then, I'm guessing, correct? Because it's playing on the word 8? Okay. I would tell you that I think I remember some of number 5, and that's it. I watched 1, 2, maybe 4, if I can remember it. I think I watched 5, because 5 has The Rock in it, right?
I couldn't tell you. I've never watched.
His first time. Yeah, it's his first time being in it.
And I'm pro Rock. Anything The Rock's in, pretty much, I think I'll give it a watch. And I know he's been in the other ones, but... Would this thing get me to the theater? Absolutely not. I would never spend money to go see it in the theater.
I've never seen any of the movies, and I don't plan on starting.
Yeah.
They just don't appeal to me.
You're missing out on a couple of them, man. I mean, they're obviously the only real. Well, I didn't bother. 2, I only see bits and pieces, but 2 sucked. 2 and 3 were pretty much terrible, but the rest of them, they're all doing well at the box office, and really not
they
bad.
All make money.
Decent action movies.
See, I'm just not into cars, and I think pretty much everyone but The Rock that's in them is shitty actors. So I've
avoided I agree. The only saving grace would be The Rock, because The Rock makes just about everything entertaining, to be honest with you. So,
we got Charlize Theron as the villain in this one,
and she looks completely ridiculous. Just to see her. She's completely ridiculous looking.
She's what?
Ridiculous looking.
I don't think I've seen this trailer for it yet, to be honest with you. I haven't gone out of my way to go look at it yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go to the theater. I mean, my whole, I don't know, just lately, I haven't been in the mood to, like, go to the theater. But I don't know. I mean, the Furious 7 was pretty good. But I don't know. I'll probably wait for this one to come out. You know, give it a rent. Mm. See how they do it with Paul Walker being fully out of it now.
Okay, and I say, Jay, before we get into, it can be part of our summer movie preview. Yeah, we'll get to them when we get to them as far as the trailers go. Because I really want to talk about the 2 trailers, the Justice League trailer and the Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah.
But I guess we can get there. You want to go down the list of movies?
Yeah, we'll just go down by weekend. So technically the first one would be Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I'll go to the theater to see it. Oh, definitely go to the theater. And I finally got Jen to watch the first one not too long ago, and she actually liked it. So
what took her so long?
At first, what took her so long to see it?
Yeah,
it's the sci-fi. She's not into sci-fi at all, really. Which is funny because she liked Star Trek: The Next Generation, and she was okay. I mean, she went and saw all of the Hobbit or not the Hobbit movies, but the Lord of the Ring movies, and she saw. What's another sci-fi? Like the Star Wars stuff. Like she's not a big Star Wars fan by any means, but she'll sit there and watch them. She enjoys them when she watches them, you know. But she didn't go out of her way for them. So with it looking so sci-fi, she just didn't want anything to do with it, to be honest with you. But finally got her to sit down, and she really enjoyed it once she watched it. So we'll definitely get to the theater for that one.
See, that'll be when I go to opening weekend, and probably the whole family will go.
Yeah. Yep. The trailer's good. But I don't think I've seen the most recent one because did they show Kurt Russell in one of the more recent ones?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But they haven't shown him as the planet yet.
As the planet, yeah. See, I haven't seen that trailer yet, which I'm kind of leaning towards hoping I don't see it. I don't want to see any more. You know, I'm tired of watching trailers that show me too much. So, which we'll get to that part.
But
I'm kind of pissed off. Today, I'm in a bad mood today for trailers, to be honest with you. I'm in a really sour mood.
Well, see, I will say, based off the first movie's trailers, they didn't give away a lot of the movie, so I don't expect them to with this. I think James Gunn knows how to cut a proper trailer.
Okay.
But they've never shown who Stallone is or Michael Rosenbaum.
Do you want to talk about that rumor?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, well, Tony, what about you? Are you excited about the movie first?
Yeah. I love the first movie, and... just seeing the little bit I saw of the trailers, I love how they got Well, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is so great. It had literally had everything. It had drama, action, comedy, and
Kevin Bacon.
You can
references.
Get all those elements in there. It's you're doing it right.
Okay. And then as far as Stallone goes, the rumor I'm hearing right now is that he is Jesse Alexander, who is the father of Sam Alexander.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Who becomes Nova. Because I guess in the Nova comic, Sam Alexander, does he become the last and only Nova Corps member? Or is there still a Corps out there? Just don't show it as much, like in the cartoons and the comics and whatnot.
No, the Corps was pretty much taken out. And his dad was... Okay. His dad disappeared because he was a Nova. And somehow Sam ended up with his dad's helmet and was like the last Nova.
Okay, so that's what the rumor. And as far as Rosenbaum being part of that, they have not. He's going to be some obscure, no-name character. Although I did hear, Warlock was a name, but they didn't say
Adam Warlock.
Warlock. So I don't know who that would be. Do you have any idea who that would be if it wasn't Adam Warlock? Another character out there?
The only other Marvel Warlock is the. Like interdimensional robot thing that was part of New Mutants, but I don't see it being him since they don't have any of the mutants.
They don't have the rights to it. Yeah, so I don't know. I honestly have no idea who he is going to be. Although it'd be awesome if he just all of a sudden in the middle of the movie goes, "I'm Lex Luthor." That'd be awesome.
He just walks by with a bald head.
Because you guys, Toner's going to agree with me on this, but I'm going to say it. He's the best Lex Luthor we've ever seen.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep. I like him better than Gene Hackman. And we all know Toner's feelings about Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. And then Kevin Spacey wasn't awful, to be honest with you. I just think that movie was... And what sucks is, man, do either one of you hate Brandon Routh as Superman?
No.
No.
I don't either. I don't hate him, but do you like him as Superman?
No, not really.
See, okay, so you're indifferent about Brandon Routh as Superman. Toner, what about you? Which, like him, dislike him, or indifferent?
Yeah, I wouldn't have mind a sequel to Superman Returns. The whole problem with that movie is I'm all about paying homage to, you know, the movies that came before, you know, like Christopher Reeve, stuff like that. It's like that whole movie was an homage to like Superman 1. And I don't know. It's like they just recycled too much crap. Yeah. You know, there was no the way, like in Man of Steel, he fought Zod. He had, you know, guys who could, you know, hang with him physically, where it was just, you know, Lex Luthor want more fucking real estate like he did in the first two Superman movies. And it was just Ralph did okay. I don't lay the failure of that movie at his feet. Just
I don't either. And I like him enough about this. I wouldn't have a problem if he would have been continued, because I think he did get a raw deal, to be honest with you. He did fine with what they asked him to do. And I think he fit the role as far as physicality wise. He's big enough for it and everything. But I'll still go as far as Michael Rosenbaum. I think he's still by far and away. Like, if you were to rank them all, I'd put him as number one. Probably Spacey's two, Hackman three, Eisenberg four.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with
Eisenberg's
that.
Just awful.
Yeah.
So, and then, but I guess since we're on topic, let me get your opinion on this too. Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, Superman. Where do you rank him?
I
put him up there with Christopher Reeves, because it was a totally different take, and I like him as Superman.
I do too. I'll say this. Jay, let me, because I don't know if you're as big a fan. Because Toner, I think me and you we would both agree that we think Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel is almost a classic epic. Superhero movie. I think it's one of the best they've ever made.
Yeah, I got zero problems with Man of Steel.
The more I watch it, and the older it gets, and the more time passes, and the more it grows on you, and the more like the things you catch each time you rewatch it, the more I like it. My enjoyment of the film continues to grow as more time passes. Jay, how about you? The more times you view it, do you enjoy it more, or is it just still one of those things you just don't? Because you're not as huge a fan of the character Superman.
No.
What about the movie itself?
I like that movie, and the more I watch the other movies they put out since then, I like it even more. Because I mean, I felt I think that's the best version of them we've seen.
The more they put out, yeah, okay, yeah. I think that's a good way to put it. when you compare it to everything else they put out, it just keeps showing you how great that one was. And it lets you down, because when you set the bar, I think that's a good high bar to set for the DCU, you know, saying that this was my launching point. That's not a bad launching point. Because if you like want to compare that to Iron Man as the MCU launching point, I'm going to tell you, I think I'd probably prefer Man of Steel over Iron Man, which is a big thing to say, because I've just now rewatched the first Iron Man like a day ago. And God, that movie still holds up. It's a great movie.
Well,
I
think,
I don't know.
I think part of the reason it holds up too is everything that's followed it has been really good too. So
if nothing happened after it, erase everything that's happened on after it. It's still just a great standalone movie.
Well, no, and I agree. And I think Man of Steel would be seen the same way if the follow-up movies wouldn't have been so shitty.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Man, I just went off on a tangent. My bad. I wanted to get into the Rosenbaum thing. And that leads me all the way to Superman. I always got to push it towards the DC side, I guess, a little bit.
Balance out my Marvel side.
So, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Looking forward to it. What else I'm looking forward to, Jay, is not just the movie. I'm looking forward to the soundtrack.
Yes.
Can't wait to see. Have they released what's going to be on that soundtrack?
I haven't seen anything for it yet.
Okay. That first soundtrack's killer. That's an awesome soundtrack.
The previews haven't had new music. It's been the stuff from the first movie, so it's all going to be a surprise, too.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm pretty sure it has been.
Looking forward to that. Right. Okay, so let's see. Next one up is
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Legend of the Sword.
Charlie.
So
that's got
Jax Teller.
Yep.
Jax Teller's on it. Don't use his real name. Don't you dare use his real name.
I would name something else he's done, but I don't know any of the other characters.
Jax Teller.
Yeah.
So do you guys even see a preview for that movie yet?
They released one last year at Comic-Con. That's the only one I've seen of it. And it was just another King Arthur movie.
I can't remember what I saw it in front of, but I might have just watched it on YouTube kind of thing, just because it was out there on YouTube. And man, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm indifferent about it. I'm not excited about it. I'm not, you know, down talking it, but I just don't think I care.
It's a Redbox movie that if there's nothing else out, that'll be the one I grab.
Yeah. Because you know what would be cool? Do you guys like the Disney version of Sword in the Stone?
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
I love that movie. What about you, Tony? You like that movie?
It's been a long time, but yeah, I remember.
And you guys, you know how they're doing all these, you know how they're going to do Lion King, they've already done Jungle Book, and they're going to do...
They just did Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast came out, right?
Yeah.
I think...
I made a shit ton of money.
Do one for the guys and do Sword in the Stone live action.
Or Black Cauldron.
That could be cool.
Black Cauldron, too.
I've never seen Black Cauldron.
No, it was great.
I've never seen that one. But I think... If you're going to do a King Arthur movie, which actually, do you guys remember the Clive Owen, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see his King Arthur movie?
It was a different take on it.
Yeah.
It was a different take.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like that one a lot. I always forget who directed it. I think it's the guy that did Training Day, if I remember correctly.
Anthony Fuqua or whatever.
I remember his name, but.
Or is it Antoine?
Fuqua or something?
Fuqua.
Yeah.
I think he did that one, and that's a good one. So, them doing this one, are they just trying to do a retelling of it, a different spin on the? It's still Sword of the Stone, right?
Yeah, it's more Sword of the Stone where he gets the sword.
Okay, so, and it's before he ever becomes king, though, right?
Right.
Is it because in the movie it also looks like he's almost a slave or something like that? Is he a peasant?
Yeah, I think he's a peasant. I don't know if he's a slave. Yeah, it's Antoine Fuqua. Yeah. As the director of Last King Arthur.
So this Legend of the Sword is basically a gladiator, but with King Arthur, maybe?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Not much interest, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, like I said, if it's on net or if it's in Redbox and I've seen everything else, then I'll do it. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, too.
I'd wait.
He used to be really good.
That's a Netflix one.
Yeah. All right, so then the following weekend, Alien Covenant.
That is more of Toner's alley, to be honest with you. I like Alien, and to be honest with you, after Alien, I don't think I've watched... I can't remember in detail any other Aliens movies. Although I know it's like last week, I don't remember Aliens, you know, because that's supposed to be a really badass movie, but I have not watched any... I didn't watch Prometheus... I don't have any interest in seeing it, and I really don't have much interest in this one either. But if I hear good things, I'll watch it when it comes out on like HBO or something like that.
All right, so I did not see the last one that came out, but I saw the one Alien Covenant, and it was horrible. So it's kind of turned me off to the movies.
You're not talking about Covenant. You mean Resurrection.
Yes, Resurrection. Winona Ryder, yeah. Winona Ryder. And,
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean,
the sequels after after Alien. Alien 3, from what I remember, it was okay. Yeah, but Alien Resurrection was, yeah, that was not good.
And then after Alien Resurrection is just Prometheus, right?
Right. Yeah, because they took a lot of time off in between them.
And Tony, you saw Prometheus, right?
Yeah, yeah, I liked it. It's you could tell it was definitely set up for more. I mean, it wasn't like boring or long, but it was kind of I guess it's a prequel. But,
yeah.
It's not like a straight up, you know. I don't know. It's like a prequel, but it's not. It's not like it's. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take place on like that planet or the moon where they went on in the first Alien movie. But it's like, I don't know. It's pretty like it's. I guess it's close by, but it's.
Are these all prequels to the first Alien movie?
Yeah. So what Prometheus?
Essentially, yeah.
What Prometheus?
So it's a reverse trilogy, basically.
Kind of. Prometheus was like. Okay. How they got into the space exploration and trying to colonize other planets. This one is they're colonizing a planet that has the aliens on it, I believe, from what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have more interest if all of them came out and there was a coherent story that someone could explain to me what's going on, I guess.
It's probably one of those things where you'd have to sit down and watch all of them and just kind of get caught up and, yeah. Which
okay.
Too much effort for that right now.
Yeah. So, all next.
Right. Next, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Don't care.
Yeah. I haven't watched a pirate movie since the second one.
I don't remember. I don't know if I've seen the second one.
The second one ended in a cliffhanger with his dad, and I never found out what happened. Like, the first one was great.
Don't care. I seen the first one was good. I liked the first one.
Yeah. The second one was just okay.
I don't think I've seen any of them after the first one.
The first two, I liked the first two. The third one was kind of, was different. Number four was, but with this fifth one, I think everybody, the original cast, I believe is back with, in addition, obviously some new people, but I think Orlando Bloom's back.
Yeah.
Maybe Keira Knightley. I don't know if I've seen her or not in this new trailer.
From what I've heard, Johnny Depp needed something to rebound off of after those last few movies he's made.
What do you mean? His role in Yoga Hosers isn't
well. He did that in Tusk, and then
on fire.
That Tusk, and then Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger was a complete bomb, and that was going to be his next franchise.
Yeah. So he hasn't been in anything good lately.
Yeah, well, he was awesome in Black Mass as Whitey Bulger. So
oh,
that was really good.
I haven't seen that movie. Is that a good movie?
Yeah, it was really good. He was badass in that.
Okay. I'll have to try and check that one out.
He also needs money
but,
after.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, Lone Ranger sucked. Pretty. Well, I didn't even watch it, but it bombed. He was another Tim Burton movie that.
The vampire one. Well, he was in Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Which, by the way, is another vampire. Jay, did you ever get around to watching What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
Jesus Christ! Would you watch that movie? I swear, dude, I'm telling you, you're gonna love it. Watch the movie. Watch it.
I'll get to it. All right. So Johnny Depp. Alice Through the Looking Glass. He was in Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, that one. That was another one.
He was in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him.
That wasn't terrible. I mean, I saw it. It wasn't as good as the first Alice in Wonderland, but I mean, people were ripping that movie to shreds, and I watched it, and I'm like, it was all right.
See, I never
the only
saw
thing
that,
I would want to do with in regards to Alice in Wonderland is I didn't want to get really baked and then go see it in 3D and go, oh, fuck. That's the only reason I would ever want to do it, but nope, didn't do it. So, didn't get around seeing those.
He did Yoga Hosers, Black Mass, which you guys said was good, Mordecai, which was a bomb, Into the Woods, I don't know what that is, Tusk.
Into the Woods.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
And Transcendent, about the guy who became part of the computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like
and
that bomb. Johnny Mnemonic?
Might be.
What it was, something like that.
And then Lucky Them, and then Lone Ranger. So he hasn't had a great streak of stuff in a while.
Yeah, and why does he need money? Because didn't he beat his ex-wife or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the story. I don't know. I don't care.
Something along
those
lines.
Apparently, he owed her. He had to pay her. He didn't get a prenup, but I guess he paid her $7 million.
Go away money.
Yeah, I guess. And then the rumor is apparently he's just been the last several years. I guess he was just blowing through cash like as fast as he was making it. Yeah. So he's like suing his management company and all this other stuff, claiming like they were using him as their own personal ATM. And then they're, you know, it's like a he said, she said thing. And the manager. Oh, so
he's going to be the next Nicolas Cage, where he has to take every single role he can make, you know, just to make a paycheck. You know.
Yeah, if you believe the story his management's telling, then yeah, they were telling him like, dude, you're spending way too much. You need to slow down. And you know, it's like he blames them; they're blaming him. Eh. It's like, yeah, whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't, you know.
I'll, because I've seen the other ones. I mean, I'll wait. Maybe I'll rent it, or I'll wait for Amazon Prime or Netflix. But I'll just give it a shot to see where they're taking the story and all that. But
All right. Next movie after that is Baywatch.
Okay. Stop.
It's got The Rock.
I'm intrigued by this. I'm intrigued because of The Rock. That's the reason why I'm intrigued.
And it,
they're going the comedy route again, though, it looks like.
If it's The Rock doing David Hasselhoff, though, you have to see it.
That's hilarious. That's going to be hilarious. Plus, what's his name? Zac Efron's in it, too, right?
Yeah, and he's actually pretty funny.
Have you both watched the two Neighbors movies that he was in?
I've seen the first one. It was
just
funny.
The
second one's just as good as the first one. Really funny. And then I also watched Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Yeah.
Know it's stupid. But guys, I'm not joking here. It's one of those movies that you're gonna laugh. I laugh my ass off at that movie. It's not intelligent whatsoever. You're gonna be like, I can't believe I'm laughing at this. This is so dumb. It's one of those movies that's so dumb. It's hilarious, but not as bad as like, dude, where's my car? Dumb. But just, you know, hey, sit back. It's a comedy. Enjoy it for what it is, as far as being a comedy. And my God, I was laughing my ass off at that movie. So he's been doing really good on the comedies.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to laugh about the fact that it's a Baywatch movie. It might just be pretty funny, especially with The Rock in it, too. Because did you guys see Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart?
No.
No.
Same with that movie. That movie is hilarious. I highly recommend it. Really, really funny. So putting those two together might make out for a pretty funny movie.
Well, it seems
so
like...
Am I going to pay to see it in the theater? Absolutely not. I would never pay to go see that in the theater. But if it were, you know, if it's on Amazon Prime or Netflix or HBO or something like that, yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch that movie, to be honest with you, because I got to see if it's funny or not.
Well, it seems like Dwayne can do any kind of role.
Say what?
I said I think Dwayne can do any kind of role. Comedy, action. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Although I will not watch that San Andreas movie, because I think there's a sequel coming out for that one, too. Yeah, I think that one's not good.
I never saw it.
Are you fucking kidding me? They're making a sequel to San Andreas?
Yeah, they're making a sequel to it. I think the other one made money. So if it made money,
holy
it made shit.
So what, it's another fucking earthquake they didn't see coming?
Well, they repair the fault line.
But I heard that it's an earthquake that eats another. No, I don't know.
Jesus.
Well, this one earthquake has sex with another earthquake and becomes like a shark earthquake.
Oh, God. It's all just stupid.
But if they make money, they're going to make more of them.
They fix the fault line and it breaks again. All right. So next, June 2nd, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
We'll definitely go see that in the theater.
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward to it. Looks awesome. Trailers look cool. Action looks really good. Really, really hoping for DC's sake that this turns out to be a really good movie.
They need it to be a good movie.
They do. They really, really do.
Because truthfully, if this bombs and everything that's been going on with the Batman stuff, I don't think people will go see Justice League then.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I'm worried about in Justice League. You did all this work to build up to Justice League, and you might have to reboot as soon as it's done. Because you might not. Because if Wonder Woman's no good and Justice League isn't any good, do you really want to keep around Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman? And I heard Affleck doesn't even want to be Batman anymore, so you have to start over with Batman. And then The Flash, no one wants to direct the stupid movie, so they can't even get that thing made. And then, well, I guess we can talk about the Justice League trailer when we get down to that.
Yeah.
But we'll go into more detail about that here in a little bit.
All right. So then, the same weekend is Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
What the fuck is Captain Underpants?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a kids' book series, and my kids were excited to see it because apparently it's pretty funny. So I haven't even seen a preview for it. I just included it because it's a kids' movie and didn't know if your kids knew anything about it.
When I saw the title of it, I thought it was like the creators of South Park were making it. No. I'm like, it's not like something they would do.
Or Sausage Party.
Like, I don't even know what this is.
All right. So, nope. Yeah, we'll skip
nothing,
that
no
one.
Idea about that one.
We might go see it in the theater just because the kids want to. So, next one, next weekend is The Mummy.
I kind of really want to see this one. I doubt I make it to the theater to see, but I really want to. And the reason being is because this is supposed to be the kickoff to the whole Universal Monsters. They're going to do a universe kind of thing where they bring all the monsters together.
Right.
Now, what they do together, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It might be one where the mummy and Frankenstein and the swamp, they are, you know,
the creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah.
They all come together to fight Dracula, or maybe Dracula's the head of everything. I don't know what they would fight, but I want to see it. I don't know who Tom Cruise is in it yet, but I know that Jekyll and Hyde, what's his name that's been in Jekyll and Hyde?
Russell Crowe
is Jekyll and Hyde, and I definitely want to see him in that role, and I would think that this is going to make a shit ton of money, too.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I like the idea of the shared universe and having it all together, but just The Mummy doesn't seem like a good place to start for me.
Well, the only thing that I think would confuse audiences, too, is because they'll probably keep thinking of the Brendan Fraser one. They'll be like, is this a sequel to that one, or is this a reboot of that one, or something like that? It would be interesting to see what the marketing is on it as far as the trailers that come out and how they try to let the general audience know, hey, this is something brand new that you haven't seen before. And it also helped. I'm wondering, is Tom Cruise is he going to be like Van Helsing, would be my guess. And he's going to be the Nick Fury of that universe kind of thing. So it ties it all together.
Brendan Fraser needs a cameo.
Brendan Fraser needs... Does he even act anymore? Is he in any movies?
I haven't seen him in anything in years, so...
I don't think so.
Maybe he got coked out. I'm thinking drugs. Let's go with drugs.
I mean, the fact that they got Tom Cruise to be involved in this, I mean, it says something, but...
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I definitely have a curiosity to see it, whether or not I make it to the theater. I don't know yet. To and be determined.
I don't know. Is it more action? Is it more horror? I don't... It's going to be PG-13, right? And I think that kind of sucks because it's not going to be very horror-driven, I guess, then. But
right.
As long as it's a good adventure movie that has a good plot and a good story, then, yeah, I'm down for it.
See, I'd rather see the shared universe that they're building with King Kong and Godzilla and all that stuff. I kind of like that better.
Who else is going to be part of that universe? You got King Kong and Godzilla. Who else is going to be part of that?
Mothra?
But that's someone that Godzilla fights.
Yeah, it's going to be... It'll be deep cuts at that point because then they're going to get like Mechazilla. Because
I know they're going to do Godzilla versus King Kong, but you would think, okay, it's kind of like Batman v Superman. Like one of them is Batman, one of them is Superman, but then do like King Kong and Godzilla come together to fight somebody after that?
They discover they have the same, their mothers have the same name.
That's who it is, Mothra. Mothra!
Yeah,
why did you say that?
You may have saw that.
Oh, that's right. Maybe that's where I saw that at. Okay. But,
yeah.
Dude, I have no idea. But I'm still interested. I want to see it. And did any of you guys see Kong Skull Island?
No. I heard it's good.
I heard it was good.
I'm curious about it.
Not great, but good enough, you know. Good action movie.
All right. So then, weekend after that, we have Cars 3. Matt, did you even see Cars 2?
I didn't see, my son really, he loved Cars 1, he watched that to death, and then Cars 2 he kind of liked, but not as much, and I've never seen Cars 2 all the way through.
We went to the...
And I really have no interest in Cars 3, to be honest with you.
We went to the theaters for Car 2, and it was horrible. It was like the worst Pixar movie ever, so I have no
interest. The preview they showed for it was crazy, because that looked, I guess that was computer generated, but man, it looked real. And that little teaser thing they showed of it, where you hear the voices in the background or something, like I guess Lightning gets into a crash or something like that.
Yeah, but I think he becomes like the role model
the new
or
doc or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see the preview though. I mean, I have no appeal to see it.
Nah, I have no interest. Yeah.
And then the weekend after, or looks like a few days after that, Resident Evil Vendetta.
Now hold on. I thought the last Resident Evil already came out. Is this with Mila Jovovich, or is this like an animated movie, or is this like them rebooting it?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick. It was on the list of movies coming out.
Because what?
Oh yeah, because it says Resident Evil Final Chapter, 2016.
That was the one that already came out. So
yeah,
What's this thing? Shit. This has to be animated then, I guess, right? Or is this a video game?
No, because it's on IMDb. Oh, it's animated. That's why. It looks like it's probably coming straight to DVD.
Okay, so straight to DVD. Which, I tried watching one of their straight to DVD Resident Evil movies, and it was not entertaining at all. I didn't like it.
Okay.
And I mind you, I have not played a Resident Evil game since 4, because I kind of stopped playing after 4, because they changed it up as far as how the game looks and plays after the third one. Which, the first two Resident Evil games are classic games, are two of the best video games I've ever played. And I really like the Mila Jovovich ones. I did not see the last one, but I would not spend any time or money probably watching this animated one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I saw the first two or three movies and liked them, but then never got around to finishing anything else. So, and I have no ties to the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next would be Transformers The Last Night.
They're gonna get my money again. They're gonna get your money, Toner? I knew they'd get your money. They always get your money for these things. I haven't seen the trailer. Like, do I need to spend my time watching it?
I think we're finally getting Unicron.
Unicron's what we're getting? Okay. And then
I think so.
This one,
sure as hell looks like
it. It still has Marky Mark in it, but it's not his daughter as the lead now. There's some new girl that's the new lead of it. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so.
It's like a young. It's a younger chick.
And then I know the Dinobots are in it, and I know. Is this like, do they think like Optimus Prime gets brainwashed or something like that, and he becomes the bad guy for a little bit in this one?
Something
That's
happens.
What it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, because they show him fighting Bumblebee at one point.
Really? That's just dumb. I don't like that. But
and it looks like Megatron's actually coming back too, and they're making him kind of look like how we did in the 80s, kind of like with the gun.
He's gonna be a gun.
Okay, well, that's cool. All right.
Well, because they changed him from the gun in the later cartoons because parents complained about the Transformer being a gun, so they changed him to like a tank or something.
Snowflake.
Yeah.
So but yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to theater for this one. Let me take this back. Number 4, I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I just didn't care about it. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't like the fact they killed off the funniest person in the movie. Like T.J. Miller was actually pretty funny in it.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. And you're introducing Grimlock, and they made Grimlock nothing, to be honest with you. But
yeah, a shell of the character. I've been burnt by Transformers too many times, so I will probably wait for disc.
Because this is what I want, and tell me what you guys think about this. I just really want to see a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie. I want to see them combine the two and make it an all-out action movie where it's mindless action. Well, at least with a decent enough plot and story that you're not thinking, oh God, here we go again with Transformers sucking. Because
I'm sorry, ultimate disappointment. Ultimate disappointment.
Yeah. You would be disappointed if it sucked and they couldn't get it right.
They haven't gotten G.I. Joe right, and Transformers they've missed.
God, both those
for the
movies,
most part.
Oh shit!
Like I said in the first G.I. Joe, it wouldn't be a bad movie if it wasn't called G.I. Joe. If they were all new characters, I would have really enjoyed
it. Which I don't mind the first one. The first one I'm okay with, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's right. The second one, I was like, this is stupid.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was miscast as Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
But there's enough in that movie for me to enjoy it. Marlon Wayans, he was kind of annoying, but actually sometimes kind of funny. And Channing Tatum, I didn't mind him. All I know is that the second one was not good, and the second Transformers movie was god-awful. The third one's okay. I don't mind the third Transformers movie. I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, they rebounded with the third one. The third one and fourth one.
The fourth one, though, is just not good. And I'm not
interested
in this one.
They got to get rid of Michael Bay, man.
And here's the thing. I don't know if it's Michael Bay, because is he just directing the shit, or is he writing it? Because it's more story than it is him directing it, to be honest with you. Because he can do big action.
Well,
I guess him directing it's got to be the writing, though. I guess just because he's a producer, obviously.
Yeah.
So I know he's got some say on story and all that, but
see, here's the thing, though. They brought in that whole writers' room to build this whole Transformers universe after the last one or before the last one, and I mean, it was like Robert Kirkman was there and good writers. But I still have no faith in it.
Yeah. I don't know about this one. I'm going to let Toner go see it and let me know if it's worthwhile or not.
I'll probably even wait.
They're going to get my money.
I'll probably even wait.
You still wait regardless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. June 30th, Despicable Me 3.
The kids will want to see it. They like the first two, so I'm going to the theater for that one.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was really good.
And the first two are good. The first two aren't bad. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I like the first one a lot. Second one was but so we'll see how this one goes.
And then
my kids like Minions too. Yeah. Minions, the kids enjoy it.
My kids are a little more creeped out by Minions, so I don't know if they're going to be as high on this one, but we'll probably end up seeing it.
Yeah.
And then
Amityville Awakening, is that what I'm seeing on the list here?
Yep. Another
I know
Amityville.
Nothing about that one. Is that a prequel?
I don't know. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to see it. That's just not up my alley. Cameron.
Let's see.
Single mother moves her three children into a haunted house, unaware of its bloody history. So it sounds like a sequel. Cameron Monaghan, Bella Thorne, Jennifer Jason Lee.
Wait, Jason Lee? As in our Jason Lee?
No, Jennifer Jason Lee.
Oh, Jennifer Jason Lee. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. My bad. I was about to say,
holy
Jason
shit, she's still alive?
Yeah, she was just in. She was just in Hateful Eight. Wasn't that the name of it? No. Yeah, Tarantino's movie. Which she wasn't good in that at all.
Okay,
she wasn't very good at all.
That Cameron Monaghan is the Joker guy from Gotham.
Oh,
Jerome.
Okay. All right. He's not bad.
And then it's got Kurtwood Smith in it. You know, remember who that is?
I know the name, yes. I had to see the face. Hold on.
Mr. Foreman.
Red Foreman?
Red Foreman.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Then that's cool. He's good. I like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pass on it.
Yeah, that's Amazon Prime.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with Toner. Amazon Prime movie.
Yeah.
Which actually, did you guys ever see the remake with Ryan Reynolds in it?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Pretty good movie, actually. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
All right, so then July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Trailer came out today.
I don't think I need to go see the movie. I don't need to go see it. You know why? Because they told the whole fucking movie.
They didn't show that much.
They showed the whole fucking movie in the trailer. They did, Tony. They did.
They
pissed me off. I couldn't believe I sat there and kept watching it. They showed everything.
Because you know...
They showed you how they saved the boat.
The boat's going to be the climax of the movie. Most likely.
Probably. So I'm like, they showed you, that was probably third act right there.
And
or probably close to the end of the third act. And I'm like, you just showed us how the end of the movie happens.
The preview made it seem like it was Iron Man 4. Because it had as much Tony Stark in it as it did Peter Parker.
Yeah, I guess like you could say that, yeah. But they show the different suits. They did the huge plot point of saying, hey, Peter, you're nobody if you're something like it was basically a reflection of Tony himself.
Right.
You're no like if you think you need the suit to be the hero, then you don't deserve the suit kind of thing.
Yeah, it goes back to that line.
You know, that whole thing.
It goes back to the line from Avengers where Captain America says it to him essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, is Spider-Man Homecoming going to get my money? Obviously, yes. Am I going to see it opening weekend? Yes, obviously. I'm going to hopefully see that as soon as possible when it comes out. But I am pissed off about them showing as much as they did in the trailer. You don't, Tony, you honestly say that they didn't show you that much?
Well, when you told me, when you said you watched it and they gave away the whole movie, I was kind of hesitant. I'm like, all right, I don't know if I want to watch this, but I did it anyway.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I mean, it didn't.
You didn't feel the same? Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Well, I mean,
I was pissed.
Well, I mean, the fact they show, you know, Iron Man bailing him out. When he's saving that big old boat or whatever, the cruise line or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some big action sequences they kind of, you know, spoiled, but...
I don't know.
Like
I said,
think they gave
I'm away a ton of the movie. Basically telling you what the Vulture's main... Like, they told you why the Vulture goes... He's a villain in it. It's basically him versus the 1% kind of thing. And it turns into, you know... I wanted to say this, but they're trying to make him not the bad guy because he's trying to fight for the little guy or something like that. I don't know. But
see,
they showed additional scenes with the Shocker. They showed more scenes with the Vulture. They gave you his, you know, his reason for being in the movie. they gave away major plot points with, you know, what's going on with Peter and Tony, and basically Peter wanting to be in the Avengers, and basically Tony trying to train him on what it takes and what it doesn't, you know, what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing, and the different. You see him in two different suits in the movie. They showed off one of his new tech gadgets as far as the web shooter. Did you see that part where he shoots the web shooter and then it's basically a web ball?
Yeah.
It's like a delayed explosion. Oh. I'm like, that would have been cool to see in the fucking movie, but now I've already seen that, you fucking assholes. I'm pissed. I'm pissed about it. All right. It made me sour. I'm very sour.
Well, here's the other complaint that I've read, because while I was waiting for you guys, I was doing some research, and people have been complaining that the Vulture is just another tech bad guy, and that's like Marvel's go-to thing right now, because Ironmonger and Whiplash and how many other villains have they had that these guys all have tech suits?
Well, what was the Vulture in the comics, though? He's a big bad guy in the comics. He's one of, like, if you were to go, like, your rankings of Spidey's villains, Green Goblin's obviously number one, Doc Ock's number two.
Yeah.
Issue they have is they kind of really fuck things up with Amazing Spider-Man saying, well, Green Goblin was going to be Osborn's kid.
Yeah.
And they've already done you've done Green Goblin too much. You did it in the Sam Raimi version. You've done it in the Amazing Spider-Man version. They can't go back to the well right away and do Green Goblin yet again. And then Doc Ock, same thing. You already did it in Sam Raimi's version. And I don't know why they would hesitate to do it in the MCU, because you got a long time between Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 and now, but you know Vulture's up there. He's not one of those throwaway like C-level villains in Spidey's universe. He's actually one of the A-list villains.
Yeah. How do you introduce him without some type of tech or whatever?
Well, in the comic,
how was he in the comics?
You don't need to show much of anything. People can go see this movie regardless. Like people that liked him in Civil War, they don't need much, you know, incentive to see a trailer that's going to pull them into the movie theater. Because I understand the argument of what they're doing with trailers now is that the people, you know, it's always the same thing. It's really expensive to go see a movie. Especially if you take a big family, throw in concessions, you're talking about an easy $100 investment. So they got to show you enough to really want to sell you on wanting to come to the movie. But Spider-Man is not one of those movies. You didn't need to sell a family of four or five to have to say, hey, you're going to spend a lot of money to see it, but it's going to be good because it's Spider-Man. They're going to go see it because of Spider-Man already. You didn't need to sell anybody to go see it.
As far as Vulture's tech goes, in the comic, it's pretty low grade, and he flies. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't shoot stuff. He doesn't have the ability to tear a fairy in half.
No, he doesn't. That's true. So they amped him up with that, with the ability. You know?
Yeah.
He's got lasers or something, according to the trailer, which I'm wondering if he just took the Shocker's tech and added it to his own tech or something like that.
I don't know. Everything they've shown of him, he's been a real high-tech character, it seems like.
Yeah. So I'm not happy as far like I still want to see the movie. I just didn't want to see that much of it in the trailer. That's all.
Yeah,
still going to be a good movie. Still excited about it.
Yeah,
still think Tom Holland's a cool Spider-Man. I think it's going to be really fun. And
so
Aunt May's really hot.
Yeah. So you mentioned other villains, and then they've got Venom coming out, and it's going to be completely separate from the Marvel universe.
Whose bright idea was that?
They just want to capitalize on money, and they want to not share it with Disney. Here's what my opinion on a Venom that's completely separate. It depends on what version of Venom they're going to do. If they're going to try to make him a villain, and you know, focus on the symbiote and not really focus on who's underneath the symbiote, okay. Not sure how they're going to do it, or if they're going to make him the anti-hero, they're going to use Eddie Brock as the current version in the comics Venom, okay, that makes a little bit more sense to me, and it could be do fine as a standalone. But the problem is people don't know this character enough to understand why he would deserve his own standalone movie, let alone understand why he's an anti-hero. Because he's an anti-hero in the comic right now.
Yeah, and so, well, it's not just with Venom, too. They're talking about a Black Cat Silver Sable team-up movie that's going to be completely
separate,
too. Which
makes no sense at all. That makes no sense, because nobody knows who those characters are. I don't get it, and if you're not going to tie it to Spider-Man at all, the only reason why those characters are any good at all is because they have a relationship that plays off of Peter, you know? So,
I would think at this point that Sony has seen what Marvel can do, and even if they have to split revenue with them, it's going to do better than what they could do on their own.
But Black Cat can't carry a movie on her own.
Oh,
She's a side character. She's a supporting character at best.
And you're talking,
I don't know how you write it into being a full-length feature.
And Silver Sable isn't even a side character for Spider-Man. She shows up once every couple years.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't want it. I don't want to see it. You know, I really don't.
I like Venom. And
here's the thing with...
How you do it without... I don't get it.
Here's the thing with Venom. The two things he's tied to in the Marvel comic universe is Spider-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
That right there shows you where the movie should be. With Spider-Man or eventually with the Guardians, since the symbiote's an alien.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't get that. I'm mad about them showing too much of the trailer. I'm also mad about the fact that in this version of Spider-Man, the best friend, his name in the movie is going to be like Ned Leeds or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're pulling stuff from Ultimate Spider-Man and trying to combine the two. And I hate that.
So
because I'd rather they let Miles Morales get his own cast in his own movie.
So was it Ned Leeds in Ultimate Spider-Man or was it a different character?
It's a different character for that version of Spider-Man. It's a brand new character that was never in the comics before.
See, I believe Ned Leeds is an existing character in the Marvel Universe.
He is.
But they made him into the ultimate sidekick.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yep, they do. And I'm not happy about that at all.
Yeah.
Because in the comic, his name's Gank, or Genki, or Gank. I don't know how you pronounce it. And he's hilarious. He's a really, really funny character. Great sidekick kind of character, and I don't like the fact, because I eventually want to see Miles Morales get his own, you know, not, because I know he's getting his own animated movie that's going to come out in theaters.
Yeah.
I would rather than not be chicken shits and actually take a chance on introducing the character and let him have his own real live action feature length, and I don't want them to feel the need to steal stuff from the Ultimate version and put it into this current iteration.
Yeah. And there you go. Part 2 will be up next week. Until then, check out nerdcast.com. It's NYRDCAST. Tons of articles coming out. I do mostly beer and Cardinals stuff right now, but I want to get back into comic books, movies, a little bit of everything. Also, check out the IJOV, Inside Joke, Outside Voice Podcast Network. It's IJOV.net. Find other great podcasts.